We were hoping to finish up testing in the middle and high school this week, and then we're actually doing elementary testing next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we had everything up and running and had the schedule ready to go, and actually everything was going fine. There was a few little, technological glitches that are sort of typical, but the basic testing was going along fine. And then about 10:30 or 11, I guess maybe around, our time, it just kind of quit working. And so Bridget Woodstock, our testing coordinator, was, trying to make the emails and check in and all of that, and come to find out that it was actually a fiber optic line in Kansas at the off the campus there that was cut accidentally in a construction snafu, I guess. So that was one of those things that was definitely beyond our control and beyond even really the state of Alaska's control. So
Have you found out for sure whether the answers already put in by the students go anywhere, have been recorded? Are those down?
that at this point, that is the way that the system is set up, and I do believe even yesterday when it was when they were kind of going back in to see, when people were trying to get, log back in, kids at first, and even teachers and that sort of thing, it was bringing them right back to the spot they had been. So that's the way it's set up, and we'll find out, I think, tomorrow. And Bridget's here too; she could chime in, but I think tomorrow the plan is to not try to pick up math. That's what they were working on yesterday, was the math test. So they got through about two of the section, two stages. So not trying to finish up the math tomorrow, but rather just start and do the English language arts, which is what would have happened today, and just finish that straight through, and then pick up math either Friday or Monday.
So if it was a really industrious student, they would have seen some of the math section and would run home and have been studying the stuff they need to bone up on, right?
If they can remember what they've seen, yeah.
What does it mean for the district, though, to, I mean, it's not as simple as, oh, just push back testing a couple days, because now teachers are scrambling to teach these days, right? And when they weren't expecting to, or.
That's always the thing that is tricky, I think, too. I mean, it's everybody's rolling with it because that's just, what we do. But it definitely, we rearranged the schedule yesterday for lunches and kind of rearranged how the afternoon was going to look, and everybody sorted that out, and then made the decision based on what the state said as well to, hold off for one more day. So then that's getting the word out, because of course then the juniors and seniors have a different schedule. They come in at a different time for testing, and because they don't have to test beyond 10th grade. So, so that it's getting on Facebook and kind of getting the word around that they needed to come today for a regular school day, and then back on testing schedule tomorrow and back on testing schedule for Friday. So everybody's rolling with it, and we're all, I think the kids are having great attitude. That's from everything I heard yesterday too, that they were just like, well, it's they probably do better with it than the adults do, to be honest. I mean, I think sometimes it's all of us that just get so, you get your plan and you want to finish the plan and you want to move on to the next thing, and I think the kids are sort of like, well, it happened, and we'll pick it up and we'll start again. And they all had good attitudes, and we gave them an extra 15 minutes for lunch yesterday, and they seemed pretty happy with that too. So their attitudes are good, I think, and teachers are too. What are you going to do?
Yeah, there's not much you can do, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And anything else parents need to know going forward with this different schedule and the plan as it is, or everyone's pretty much got the message and.
I think so. I mean, I guess probably middle and high school at this point, they knew Thursday was going to be a testing schedule anyway. So today was really the sort of different day. And really, even I guess Friday, that might be new somewhat. There will be a bit of a different schedule there. But, again, the good thing is that this is middle and high school. Elementary always has a kind of a different, just because they're younger, it's a different schedule changes there seem to, just create a little bit more stress. But they're next week, so hopefully there won't be any more fiber optic cables cut. And
Hopefully it'll be repaired by then, right?
exactly. And supposedly it is right now. The state still told us to hold off, but at this point, you got in and John got in.
Yeah, it appears to be up and running.
Okay.
Yeah, by about 9 o'clock this morning, I was able to get into the website and get on the, and the server was connecting, and so, yeah, looks like it's all good to go.